This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty. Coming up, boys will be boys. But first, the song we're listening to, Living of Love, is by the Avett Brothers, and it's from their new album, Emotionalism. The Avett Brothers are Seth Avett, Scott Avett, and the non-genetic brother, Bob Crawford. They play guitar, banjo, and upright bass. At first, they sound like a classic string band in the bluegrass tradition. But keep listening, and you get... Say love. Living of Love is one of 14 songs on Emotionalism that range from country-sounding ditties to Brazilian sambas to classical, cabaret, heavy metal, pop, and back again, often within 3 minutes of music. The Avett Brothers are on tour and join us now from the studios of Cincinnati Public Radio in Cincinnati. Welcome.
Thank you, John.
All right. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Scott and Seth, you grew up in North Carolina, and the band is still based there. What kind of music did you grow up with?
Kind of whatever was around. With our dad, there was a lot of country music, a lot of good older country music.
Is that Seth or Scott?
This is Seth. And then our very cool cousins that we looked up to introduced us to a lot of what's known as classic rock now, like Led Zeppelin and Rush and Black Sabbath, Van Halen.
Mm-hmm. It was you could say victims, but we were very much into just mainstream pop as well. Country was the last thing I ever wanted to claim,
right.
Ever.
And Hall & Oates was,
Hall & Oates
was more
was
on the forefront.
Huge, right. Huge, huge inspiration.
And no bluegrass, no Bill Monroe or anything like that.
No, none of it when we were young.
You guys, as I understand, began as a heavy metal kind of band, a real hard rocking band. What moved you in this direction?
Possibly age. I'm not really sure. We talk about this quite a bit, and Seth and I were in a hard rock band. And the turn to the banjo for me, to play the banjo, was more out of irony. Nobody around me played a banjo. It was all screaming and electric guitars and drums. And it was kind of refreshing to bring a banjo into a house party and play for kids that didn't really see a lot of banjos or mm-hmm. listen to banjos. And they liked it. And the beginning, I started to attempt to be a good banjo player, and then I realized this is a tool for the songs more so than like the guiding light for
right. Once I realized I was never going to be good at this instrument.
That's right. I backed away from it.
I realized.
And began my digression.
Right.
I spoke in the introduction about all the different styles that this album evokes, and I'd like to give folks a taste of that right off the bat, so let's listen to a bit of Will You Return?
1, 2, 3, 4... I open my door, and here's what occurs. A pretty little gal with pretty little curls leans to the side, leans on my mind. I don't want to live.
Now that sounds a lot like the early Beatles. Sweet harmonies. Who wrote this one?
Seth wrote this one.
So were you thinking Beatles when you wrote it?
Not initially. I'll say something that I've said before, where it seems like the Beatles were so good and had so many good melodies that if you come across a good melody or a catchy melody, a lot of times you're going to get a Beatles comparison just because it's catchy.
But the harmonies also are very Beatlesque.
Yeah, we actually had the engineer and partial producer on the record Emotionalism, Danny Kadar, he made a comparison with the Beatles because he says that we're perfectly in tune with our harmony, but both our notes are just slightly flat, which he said kind of hits a sweet spot, which he said that's the way it is with the Beatles, too. I'd never heard that before.
But, I didn't know that. Okay, I'd like to compare that lyrical sweet sound with this.
I keep having this dream. I'm at a party, there's people throwing drinks and screaming, telling me that I don't belong. same. I find this comfortable place with all my friends, and then my friends start telling me that I've always been wrong.
I'm so tired of being wrong.
That's a tune called Paranoia in B flat major, and you know, that sounds to me like a show tune. Which one of you guys want to talk about that?
I guess Scott, being me, we need to talk about that one.
Were you thinking cabaret or something like that when you wrote that?
Not at all. I don't really recall what I was thinking. Based on what was I thinking? It was definitely based around the idea lyrically before the music.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Bob Crawford, you're an Avid brother, but you're not an Avid brother. It's got to be like attending another family's Thanksgiving dinner every day or something like that.
Yeah, family reunions and such. But it's great. I still get my fill of pimento cheese sandwiches and macaroni salad, so it's all right. They're a great family to be a de facto a part of.
Any particular song on this album that you really like and you know, feel that speaks for you?
Well, Chile, definitely. Pretty Girl from Chile.
Well, Bob, actually, we were in Chicago, and I had my normal, all the lyrics and the first two lyrical placement done and finished, and I was like, Bob, where can we go with this? And Bob is much more well-versed in different kinds of movements within songs and theory, and he was like, well, you know, this bossa.
So Scott looked at me and said, come up with something for this right now.
Right now.
Seriously.
That's what happens. You're going to lose your job.
When those moments happen. I love it because it starts out with, you could say, for us, traditional Avett Brothers, and then we go into something we had never done before with a bossa samba, and then it goes to the rocking part, and that's kind of like, you know, especially Scott and Seth came from this hard rock background with their old band Nemo, and this is kind of like all the cycles of the Avett Brothers all in one, and that's why I have a great affinity for that song.
Let's take a listen to that. Bob, do you ever have to break up any brotherly fights? Are you the peacemaker or
troublemaker?
Instigator?
I'm the instigator in most situations, and I got to be honest with you. I've known brothers throughout my life, and these guys fight the least of any brothers I've ever seen in my life. In fact, I could think of I'm talking about one or two occasions where there was any trouble. And it never escalated the violence, as you could say.
Though maybe should have.
You know, I think I could take them both if I had to. But the truth is that their father, they've said a couple times that when they were young, their father said, you know, life is hard. It's a tough world out there. You guys have to be each other's best friend. And they really stuck to that. It's kind of all for one for all, more than you would even think. And they get along remarkably. And that's honest.
Well, it's a wonderful album. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you so much, John.
Thanks for having us, John.
The Avett Brothers' new release is Emotionalism. They spoke with us from the studios of Cincinnati Public Radio.